Children are inevitably embarrassed by their parents. For lots of kids, it's their dad's dorky clothes or their mom's clunky car that sets them off. Commentator Hollis Gillespie found her mother embarrassing at times, but also a little baffling.
When I was six, my mother began her side career as a minor kleptomaniac. And you'd think it would have been fun, but my mother could never steal the right things. I remember watching a news program that profiled bands of thieving women who wore really loose muumuus and could walk out of a department store with a TV between their knees. And I remember thinking, why can't Mom steal stuff like that? Instead, she stole shower curtains, hotel room keys, restaurant ashtrays. When I was nine, she stole a six-deck card shoe from a Vegas blackjack table. Can you imagine how hard it is to steal off the top of a casino table? I asked, why didn't you take the $100 chips right next to the card shoe? She said, are you kidding? That would be stealing. My mother didn't always steal. No, the stealing started after all the moving began. We moved at least once a year, sometimes to accommodate her job, and sometimes because she simply refused to renew a lease that called for an increase in rent. The more we moved, the more she stole. But always we moved, and always she would take something from the old place with her, like sink fixtures, cabinet doors, a fireplace mantle. It got to the point where we almost needed a separate truck just to haul all the disembodied parts of our past residences. And then she started stealing the pool cues. It began after she left my father, and we always had them piled in our house like giant pickup sticks. It was a mystery because she never played pool in her life. My sisters and I, on the other hand, could play pool like prison parolees. We started back in grade school, when we had to go to my father's favorite bar in the afternoon so we wouldn't be home unsupervised while my mother was at work. We racked the balls while my dad belted beers and joked with other regulars. Then at 5 o'clock, we all headed home. My mother used to argue with him that a bar was a bad place to bring up children, and why couldn't we spend that time at a park or a pizza joint or something? He'd holler, they like it there. They've got pool, air hockey, potato chips. It's paradise. So it was after they separated that she began presenting my sisters and I with the pool cues. I want you to feel at home, she told us. You know, maybe the pool cues make sense after all. Because looking back at all the stuff she stole, all the parts from our past homes, from all the times we moved, it almost seems like it got to the point where we didn't need a new place at all, just walls to hold all the pieces of the old places together. So maybe behind all that stealing was a woman who was simply trying to pilfer for her children a permanent home of their own. And though the pool cues might have been a poor replacement for my father, they were the best solution she could think of at the time.
Hollis Gillespie is a flight attendant and a columnist for the Atlanta Weekly, Creative Loafing.